This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi there, Brad.
Well, we've had a couple of interesting stories from the General Assembly in Harrisburg. They both might be called quality of life stories, but they have serious safety implications. The first is about ATVs, all-terrain vehicles, and dirt bikes on the streets where they don't belong.
That's right. Reporter Hayden Mittman has been on that story, and a bill on the subject passed the state Senate this week. Veteran Lehigh Valley State Senator Pat Brown sponsored that measure, and he was responding to widespread concern in this region and across the state on the issue. Let's hear a little from that interview.
State law would change so that operations of dirt bikes are specifically not allowed on streets and highways. And if someone is cited for that, the judicial code is amended to allow for the forfeiture of that bike.
Now, that is already happening in some places. We had a story on that from Reading, actually. But you can't do that here in the Lehigh Valley. And Brown says under this legislation, police could seize or sell or even destroy vehicles operated illegally on city streets. And another quick election update from Pat Brown. He has conceded this week in the Republican primary race that's ending his 28 years of service in the General Assembly. He was defeated by Jarrett Coleman by just 19 votes, Brad. Coleman's going to face off against Democrat Mark Pinsley for that 16th district seat in November.
Well, the other bill that passed in the PA State House, it involves amateur fireworks.
Yeah, the State House voted Wednesday to place new restrictions on consumer fireworks, and it puts new limits to the 2017 law that allowed widespread fireworks use and is really behind why we hear so many amateur fireworks on big holidays. A bipartisan group of representatives from the Lehigh Valley were among those that supported that legislation. It was 160-38 votes, so pretty popular, and it's now going to the state Senate.
The bill is not law yet, but it would allow people still to fire off fireworks on the 4th of July and, say, New Year's Eve. But it seems like it's aimed to curbing the idea that all of July is open season on fireworks. I'm going to make a segue from fireworks to fireflies, another hallmark of summer. Megan Frank reported on their status in Pennsylvania this past week.
It was so great to have this story, but not such great news. Megan spoke to a biology professor at Muhlenberg College who shared that one in three firefly species in North America may be at risk of extinction.
That was according to the Xerxes Society. And I have to say, I've been a member of the Xerxes Society from time to time. They're an interesting insect-focused conservation group.
Well, this Muhlenberg College professor, Martin Edwards, says people can help the situation by avoiding using insecticides, planting native plants, and letting log and leaf litter accumulate, which means what I'm doing in my yard is apparently good for the environment.
And that's where the little baby firefly beetles spend their childhood. Now, one last summertime thought. Starting work in those pre-dawn hours, as Morning Edition hosts do, I've become more sensitive to the sunrise especially. It's now 5:30 a.m., and this week we had our first day of over 15 hours in length between sunrise and sunset. We're approaching the summer solstice.
Boy, Brad, I got to tell you, I am looking forward to more of those long summer days.
Well, thanks for joining us, Jen.
Thanks, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, News Director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.